In the New South Wales Southern Highlands, businesses are counting the cost of dwindling tourist numbers after several weeks of threatening fires. The region is popular for bed and breakfasts and farm stays, but drought and now the fires are keeping people away. Businesses unaffected, though, are pleading with tourists to keep their bookings, as Isabel Rowe reports.
It's breakfast time for the guests at this bed and breakfast in Mossvale. But instead of tourists on a relaxing weekend away, this old nunnery is housing evacuees, and the breakfast table is a chance to share precious bits of information about the state of nearby towns. On cooking duty is owner Ian Pilgrim.
We've owned the house for 13 years, but it took 7.5 years to renovate it. And a hell of a lot of money and pain and suffering.
In the last few days, as fires threatened towns nearby, his phone has run hot with guests cancelling their stay.
We've had so many cancellations that it has virtually decimated the house this month and probably for the next month until we get out of summer.
While Mossvale and the nearby towns of Bowral and Mittagong are safe and are likely to remain so, they're near enough to the fire grounds that people are staying away.
Even though houses are directly lost in a fire, businesses and people's livelihoods can be indirectly lost as a fallout and as a result of it. There are plenty of people who won't have any reserves to continue to pay their rent in the shops. It's going to be very, very hard if this goes on for a couple more months.
Is there anything that the government can do? Do councils and governments have a role to play in terms of providing money or campaigns to get people back in?
Well, the answer to that is clearly yes. Governments are there to support, to provide support for their community. But that support can come in various different ways. It doesn't have to be giving money and subsidies to people. It's about building confidence.
The Council of Small Business Organisations Australia is warning the fallout from the bushfires will be widespread and government help will be vital. The group's Peter Strong has told RN Breakfast some businesses will never recover.
There will certainly be businesses that will close and not reopen as a result of declining business. There's no doubt. And if you go to the bushfire-affected areas where people won't be visiting for a long, long time, they just won't be able to open because there won't be any passing trade. What I'm hearing from my members is the fact that there should have been better preparation for what was predicted by many to be very bad bushfires, worse than normal.
The local tourism group for Mossvale, destination Southern Highlands, wants the recovery strategy to be a statewide priority after the danger has passed. Isabella Lane is from destination Southern Highlands.
Our manager has written to the Premier, our state body, destination New South Wales, because this affects so many local government regions, I think 13 in total, about putting money aside to do a statewide recovery tourism program.
How hard is that going to be when you're sort of trying to convince people that this area that, you know, has been in parts decimated but in parts okay? I mean, I think it might be tricky to convince people from outside of town that there are parts that are still okay.
Like anything, you just have to put together a good campaign and be positive about what the beautiful assets are of your region that have been unaffected.
Tourists who have planned getaways in regional New South Wales are being asked to check road closures and weather conditions before they set off. Isabel Rowe reporting.